Hey everyone, and welcome to the call. This is Richard Legg. It's great to see you all here. Hopefully we'll have a few more people coming in. But today we've got a very special call, and I'm really excited to have these two guys on the call with me. They are Richard Butler and Terry Telford. Now, Richard is a business and life success coach. He's from Ireland, so you'll have to excuse his kind of dodgy accent. And Terry Telford is a marketing expert and speaker as well. I met both these guys on separate occasions through different seminars in the internet marketing space. So again, it's a good reason to get out there and go to seminars. You meet a lot of great people. I've kept in touch with them ever since. They're very, very sharp guys. They know an awful lot about what they're going to talk about. So I'm really excited to have them on the call. So first of all, Richard, are you there?
Yeah. How you doing, Richard? How are you?
I'm doing very well. Welcome. And thanks for joining us. I know it's like midnight now where you are.
It is indeed. It is indeed. But I'm ready to go. All hyped up. Ready to go.
Great.
Ready to give some good content to your list.
Cool. Terry, welcome to you as well. It's great to have you on the
Thanks, Richard. Thanks, Richard. It's absolutely fantastic to be here. Appreciate it.
No problem. So before we get started, if anybody is not familiar with how this webinar works, and we'll basically be going over probably about an hour. Do you think, guys, of content?
Yep.
Okay.
Possibly a bit more, but. We'll go with an hour and see how we get on.
Yeah, Richard tends to talk quite a bit, so it could stretch. But anyways, there'll be a question and answer session towards the end, hopefully if we have time. And on your webinar screen, there should be a little box on the little webinar control panel for questions. So you can type the questions in there any stage during the call, and we'll try and get to as many of them as possible at the end of the call, where we can answer them either by text and reply, or you know, if it's a useful question for everybody, we'll try and get it answered on the call as well. So without any further delay, and there's still people coming in, but hopefully we'll have this recorded anyway, so you'll get the download to it. I'd like to introduce Richard again, and Richard, take it away.
Thank you very much. I'm the guy with the funny accent and other things. It was a great introduction, Richard. I think it's probably one of the best that I've had. As Richard said, I'm a life and business and success coach, which basically means that I help people achieve the goals they want to achieve. So I'll tell you a bit of background about myself. I've been in training and education for the last 12 years, and about 5 years ago I discovered something called neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, which basically looks at how our minds are programmed to function. And a lot of people don't really think that their minds are programmed to function, but we are. We're programmed to do certain things in certain ways at certain times. And I'll get into that a little bit later on. And from NLP, I then discovered life coaching. And life coaching to me was the next step from education, because my passion is helping people and sharing knowledge. And life coaching brought that one step further, in that I could use all of my knowledge and actually help people to become more successful. So about 2 to 3 years ago, I'd been on the internet, I've been doing bits and pieces on the internet. I brought my online coaching onto the internet. And I found it a great medium because of a number of things. Sometimes when people go to life coaches, they may not want to go to a life coach in their actual town, or they might want to go to a life coach near them because they're afraid of maybe a stigma of people will see them going into a life coach and they must be a little bit weird and must be a little bit strange. But that's not what life coaching is about. Life coaching is about helping people. Well, what I found is that on the internet, a lot of people are more willing to communicate. They can go to my website, they see who I am, they can find out more information about me, and then we can do the like Skype calls, and we can do interactive sessions like this. So then about, I think it was, it's coming up to 3 years that I first made contact with Terry Telford. And Terry had sent out an email. He was somebody that I was following for quite a while, and he had sent out an email about goal setting and planning, I think it was, Terry, wasn't it?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah. And I hit reply, and I thought, this guy will never answer because he's one of these big marketers, and big marketers don't want to know other people unless you're in their little gang. And to my surprise, Terry replied. And we started to sort of think about the problems that people had. And I gave him a free coaching session, and a lot of things developed from that. I think Terry does talk about that, you know, a lot of things clicked into place. But one of the key things that I looked at with Terry, and one of the things that I want to talk about today, is the actual goal setting aspect of anything that you do in your life, but especially on the internet, if you want to build an internet business, how essential goal setting is. And the example that I always start with people is that when I'm talking to people, I say, you know, what goals do you have in life? And they don't really have anything to tell me. They kind of say, well, I've never really thought about that. So the next question I ask them is, you know, are you going on a vacation this year? And suddenly they get animated, and they say, oh, yeah, I'm going off to such and such, or I'm going to New York, I'm going to Chicago, I'm going to Spain, whatever it may be. And, you know, we've all planned out 2 weeks, we're going to do this, this, and this. And I say, well, how long have you been planning that? Oh, about 6 months. And some people even say, my last holiday last year. And then I say, you give so much time to planning a two-week holiday, but you don't give any time to planning your life. And they kind of look at me, and then that's when they kind of look at me and say, well, like, go away because I don't want to talk to you. Because they suddenly realize that what I'm actually saying is true, that they spend so much time planning this two-week vacation, yet their whole life is ahead of them, and they have no idea what they're going to do. They have no idea what their plan is. So the problem is that if you go through life without having some sort of goals, you'll never really have something to strive for. You'll never have something to benchmark against to see how you've improved over the last number of months or years. And to be honest, a lot of the times you may feel lost. And I suppose, really, in the economic times that we're living at the moment, a lot of people are getting hit very, very hard because they had all their eggs in one basket. They basically had what I call the employee mindset, which is that, it's something that's been fed to us over a number of years since we've basically been in school. And it goes something like this. We're told that we must do well in school. Then we must go to college or get some sort of qualification. After that, you start a job. From that job, you progress a little bit in that job. You'll maybe, you know, get promoted. Then it's the whole, you know, have a family, buy a house, have a nice car, get more promotion. And by the time you're 60, maybe you're, you know, quite high up in the company. And this is something that we've been fed constantly. And we're in a routine of working 9 to 5, of taking direction from a boss or some sort of manager. And we're not really, it's kind of a happy place to be because we're not really thinking about what we have to do. We know what we have to do, we do it, and that's it. But then something happens, like what's happening with so many people now, that they lose their job, and suddenly they say, where am I? What am I going to do now? How am I going to exist? How am I going to pay my rent? And they've never really thought about taking control of their life. Rather, they've let other people, in a lot of senses, control their life. They've let their boss control their life. They've let their job control their life. And they have nothing else now. So one of the things that when I went out on my own about 2 to 3 years ago, a lot of people said, you know, you're taking such a risk. You're going out on your own. You know, there's no security in it. And at that time, I kind of laughed to myself, thinking, but there is no security anyway. And, you know, all the major firms that are, you know, that everybody thought were, you know, secure jobs for life, we're seeing in the downturn that's happening for a lot of people, we're seeing that they're not as secure. So I knew what my goals were, and I had goals set out, and I'm constantly revising my goals. And what I found is that I know where I'm going, and I know where I want to be. So if I do get a setback, what's going to actually happen is I'm going to get up and pick myself up because I know where I'm going, and I know why I'm actually going there. And this is the thing that I suppose a lot of people start to question themselves. They say, well, what am I doing with my life? You know, I don't know how I got into this situation of a job or whatever it may be, because they've never sat down and set out their actual goals. And I suppose goals have not a bad connotation, but a lot of people equate goals with New Year's resolutions or something similar. And the problem with New Year's resolutions is they're usually made, you know, at midnight or the 1st of January or whatever, and they're a vague statement. It's something like, I want to give up smoking, I want to lose weight. But they're very, very vague statements. And the problem is that there's no thought behind the goal. There's no reason for having that goal. And then what happens is, 6 weeks' time, they've forgotten about the resolution, on their back smoking, their back eating, their back drinking, whatever it may be that they wanted to give up. So you need to set aside time for yourself to actually set your goals. And one of the things that's often talked about with goal setting is a thing called SMART goal setting, or specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timed goals. Now, if you look at those, just those headings are going to focus you a lot more to achieve what you actually want to achieve. Because if I want to say, I want to lose weight, how much weight do I want to lose? By when do I want to lose it? Is it achievable? Is it realistic? No. I've just given a general statement. And Tony Robbins, in one of his books, says, Tony Robbins, the motivation speaker, says, you know, if somebody says to him they want to make more money, he gives them $5 and says, there you go, you've achieved your goal. And they kind of look at him and say, well, you didn't tell me how much you want to make. So technically, yes, they've achieved their goal. So the first thing on SMART is you want to have a very specific goal. You want to know what you want to achieve. So, for example, rather than say, I want to make more money, you would put a figure onto that. So I want to make an extra $2,000 a month. So that's very specific. I'm saying the amount and it's a month. If I said I want to make an extra $2,000, that could be over 5 years. So there's no incentive there. There's no benchmarking for me. It has to be something that's measurable, that you can actually sort of say, well, this works with the timing. I can measure and say, okay, I'm on the 28th day of the month and I've only made $1,500. So I know how much more I need to make in the last 2 or 3 days of the actual month. But there's some sort of measure there. The other thing is it has to be achievable and realistic, and I combine both of these together. Now, what I mean by this is that a lot of people get online, they want to build a business, they see emails flooding in into their email inbox, and it's talking about, you know, make $4,000 in 2 minutes by signing up to this website, and make $4,000 a month, whatever it may be. To a lot of people who are just starting out online or have been online for some time, that mightn't be an achievable amount. It mightn't be realistic to their situation. Now, if you're somebody like Richard Legg, myself, Terry, any marketer that's established out there, that might be seem very, very easy because we have the strategies, we have the processes in place to do that. But for somebody who's starting out online, what myself and Terry always say is you need to make your first dollar online, and then the first $10, the first $100. So you need to make sure that whatever goal you set, and in any aspect of life, not just business, is achievable and realistic. Now, how do you know it's achievable? Well, say, for example, you may have had experience before where you promoted an affiliate product and you made $10 commission on it. So you know that you can actually do it. You know that it is achievable. It could also be achievable because you see other people's success stories. You see some guy who was homeless had gone to making $1,000 a month. That's how he started, and now he's making $5,000 a month. You know it's achievable. But the other thing that's going to make it achievable is if you set yourself a time, you set yourself some sort of time limit. It may be a yearly goal. So over the year, I want to make $12,000 extra a year, or I want to make, say, $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year. You need to have a time, because if you don't, well, then what's going to happen is you're going to start your projects next month or the month after or the month after or the month after. You're not going to be sort of pushed to actually achieve that goal. Now, a lot of it also comes down to mindset as well, that you really have to believe in yourself and believe that you can actually achieve what you want to achieve. And one of the things that I say to people is, you have to take negativity out of your life when you actually want to achieve something. Because the thing is that if you say to somebody, and I know I had this conversation, I had this conversation with somebody where somebody was saying that their family didn't believe that they could actually make a living online. And the person themselves believed that they could. And what they actually did was they kept at it until they actually did achieve Another family I come from saying, okay, that's interesting. Any chance you could share that secret with me? Any chance you could show me what you're actually doing? So the person believed that he could do it, and he did achieve the success. Now, you never know how close you are to success. So one of the things I always say is never, never give up. Because so many people give up, and they don't realize pardon me, how close they actually are to achieving their goal. If you have benchmarks when you set your goals, well, then you're going to be able to see how close you are to achieving them. Now, one of the things about goals, I said about making achievable and realistic. You have to set a goal that's realistic to you. A lot of people who are above goal setting say make huge, enormous goals. But again, I'm sorry. Again, the problem with that is that if you set a goal of saying I want to make $10,000 a month, that mightn't be achievable for you. It might be just too much, and you get overwhelmed with this sort of information overload of trying to actually make this money that you won't achieve it. So set it realistic, and then do something which is called chunking down. And what chunking down means is if you want to make $12,000 a year, how much is that a month? $1,000. How much is that a week? $250. You're working a 5-day week. How much is that a day? $50. Now, $12,000 sounds a lot in principle. When you break it down, would it be possible to make $50 a day? I think most people would say, probably. It doesn't actually seem that much. So, this is what you want to do with your goals. You want to set your goals, be very specific, have some sort of measurability. Make sure that they're achievable, realistic, and you have some sort of timing on them. And then chunk the goal down. So see the steps that you need to take in order to achieve the actual goal. Now, I don't know if anybody's interested to know the real secret of what goal setting is. Interested, Richard?
Sorry. I know I am.
Yep.
Okay. The secret is, and it's kind of common sense, but as I say, common sense is so common, or is not so common. The secret is to take action. You can write down your goals. You can plaster them all over your house. You can have them in front of the mirror, on the car windscreen, although I don't recommend that. You can have them everywhere. But nothing is going to happen with your goals until you actually take action. So on top of the SMART goals, I say write out your goals and then write out the first step that you need to take to achieve the goal. So even as you're on this call, what you're going to be starting to think is, okay, well, let's just talk about goals. What am I going to do about goals? Let me think. What I would say to you is, at the end of this call, take the first step to actually writing your goals. So maybe even if it's late, okay, I'm not sure if you have anybody from Ireland, it's just 20 minutes past midnight. But take 10 minutes to write out an action step that you can take. That in itself is an action. But write out an action step that you can take to achieve your goal or to start achieving your goal. Because so many people don't do this. They write the beautiful goals. They, you know, start visualizing the goal. They start doing this, that, and the other, but they don't take action. And this is something that I also talk to people about this idea of the law of attraction, that we attract the energy that we send out. So, for example, this has happened to me recently. I changed my focus slightly, focused more on bringing in more income into my business. And over the past 4 or 5 days, it's amazing how much more income that I'm actually driving into my business. Because I have these positive thoughts, and because I'm thinking more and more about bringing in more new business, it's like I'm sending out that energy, and that energy comes back to me. And this is often called the law of attraction. Now, if you've read The Secret, which is a really, really great book, you start hearing it that people are, you know, they decided to manifest for a new car, and suddenly they got a new car, or suddenly this happened, or suddenly that happened. The whole secret with The Secret and the law of attraction is you must take action. Nothing is going to happen unless you take action. You can sit in your home office and you can think positive thoughts and you can think about all this new business that you want to bring in. But unless you meet people, either on, say, social networks or unless you pick up the phone and call people, nothing is actually going to happen. And depending what level you are at your business, this is true when you want to grow your business. You know, joint venture partners, affiliates are not going to come to you. You can set up all the promotion materials that you want, but you have to go out and actually contact them. Make the contact, ring people, talk to people. You have to take action. So action is going to be key to your actual, your whole goal setting, mindset and philosophy. And just going on with the mindset, one of the things I like about online marketing and the online marketing mindset is nothing is impossible. And I was coaching somebody last night, and they were kind of saying, well, look, I have this really good product idea, but the problem is that everybody else, there's loads of websites about it. There's loads of information about it. And I said, well, what's unique to you? And we found a unique selling point for that person, for that product. And we broke through that sort of blockage that they had of, I can't make any money. Now, realistically, there are so many products out there that people are selling. And a lot of the products are similar in their content or their ideas. But what sells a product is the individual. So somebody will, supposing there's 15 emails come in for a new product. People are going to buy from Richard Legg because they know him, they like him, he's unique, his emails are unique, he puts a unique spin on things. And they're going to buy from him because he's made himself unique. Richard could have sat at home and said, how can I compete against all the other affiliate partners? There's nothing I can do. And where would he be today? He wouldn't be anywhere at the level that he is at the moment. So that's what you have to think about. Like, get rid of all your beliefs. You know, for a lot of people, because they're coming from the employee mindset, they find it incredible to think that on the internet you could make 10 grand a month or 30 grand a month. I was watching some video of a recent launch actually that just gone ahead today, launchtree.com. And, you know, they were talking amazing figures of, in 17 hours, I think, Anik Singhal made like 300,000 because of strategies he put into his business. Those type of figures, that type of money, people with the employee mindset can't understand. And the reason is because we've always seen that there's a ceiling to how much we earn, and that ceiling is determined by the company or the firm that we work for. So the problem is that for most people, the maximum they'll ever believe that they can earn a year in their lifetime is maybe $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, and it won't go above that ceiling. When you're on the internet, the potential is huge. The potential is huge there because people want instant gratification. We're living in a society of instant gratification, and that's what the internet is providing for people, that you can instantly get whatever you want. So, for example, I have a problem with take the pet niche. My dog feels sick. You know, I think my dog has some sort of illness. I find an e-book that's going to allow me to self-diagnose my dog so that I can see whether he has spots under his arm or under his leg or whatever it may be. I want that information now. Sure, I could maybe get a book from Amazon, but if I can get a downloadable e-book, I want that now. And this is where, if you get the right product, you pitch it correctly, you know what you want, you have your goals set out for your actual product, this is where you're going to see sales coming in. Because people want instant information online. And that's what sells a lot online, that you can instantly get what you bought. Amazon are great, whatever it may be, all these other companies are great, but you still have to wait a week before you can actually get the product. So the internet really, there's still a potential. And, of course, another blockage that's going to come up for people is people aren't going to be spending money now that there's an economic downturn. People will always spend money because we have to keep money flowing in order for the economy to improve. The thing is that people mightn't be spending as much money as before. So, for example, if you're selling a product that's $2,900, you'll probably see a drop-off in your sale. But somebody who's selling a product that's $29 is probably not going to see too many drop-off in their sale because it's not a huge amount of money. People would still have maybe a little bit of money to spend on products that are that price. So you have to look at that as well. You know, try and eliminate all of the negative beliefs or the blockages that you have. You can succeed online. You can make extra income online. You can move full-time online and work full-time online. And the amazing thing about doing this is it's the freedom that you get. It's the enjoyment that you get as well. If you're passionate about what you're doing, you're going to love it. Terry's often used the expression of, you know, if you love what you're doing. Is that originally yours, Terry? I don't know. I think it's
that's actually Confucius.
Okay, so that's probably not you then. You're a little bit younger than he is.
I just adopted it.
You just adopted. So it's basically, if you do what you love, you'll never work another day in your life. And to be honest, if I was working for somebody, I would not be away at 12:30 on a Wednesday morning doing some sort of call. But this is what I love, so I have absolutely no problems in doing it. This is my business. This is my passion. So I don't mind staying up late. I don't mind working odd hours. I don't mind working. The reality is that sometimes when you're on internet marketing, you'd be working 10, 12 hours a day. But it's not work because you actually like it. And I think that's another important thing about building a business online, that you have to like what you do. Because if you hate a job and then you go to working online and you hate computers and you hate writing articles and you hate doing promotions, well, then you're just moving from one situation into another situation, which is not going to be a happy place to be. So you need to make sure that what you're doing, you enjoy, what you're doing, you love. And really, then it becomes fun. How do you feel about that, Richard and Terry?
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, definitely, if you enjoy what you're doing, it makes it so much easier to actually get up in the morning and sit down at your computer and actually do some work. Because for me, anyway, it's creating something or creating a new product or doing something new, trying to get a new website ranking high, and seeing those results. So it's a challenge for me, but it's something satisfying at the end as well.
Yeah, I think that's it. And the other thing is, you're your own boss. And I often say to people, and they kind of laugh. I say, you know, it's great working for yourself because I can make myself I can be self-unemployed if I want. I'm the only person that can make myself unemployed. I'm the only person that can fire me. So if I don't, you know, if I don't get up in the morning and I don't make the calls that I need to make or develop the products that I need to develop, I'm the only person that's going to lose out. Nobody, I take control of my life now and nobody can actually make me unemployed. Nobody can say to me, you know, the recession is really going to hit you. Because I have the strategies, the processes to start generating income from different avenues. And I think that's one of the things as well that you have to be very aware of, is that you need to have multiple streams of income. It's something that we've heard about. So that if one income stream dries up, you have other streams that will help you. And this is happening to a lot of people at the moment. Their job was their only income stream, and suddenly it dries up, and then they have nothing. And when you don't have your goals set, that's what happens. When you don't know what you want out of life, suddenly you hit the hurdle of being made redundant, and you have no idea what to do next. If you have your goals set up, what's going to happen is you know what the outcome is, you know what you want to achieve, and you will find ways of achieving that. And I think, you know, I really think that's important. I think it's important to have your goals, to know what you want, to know what your business is. And I think this is a key thing as well. A lot of people sort of get burnt when they go online. They join programs, they join opportunities. They jump from one thing to another because they have no focus, they have no motivation, they have no goal, they don't know what they're doing. They jump from opportunity to opportunity to opportunity. And what I've seen and what I've talked to people when I've coached them, they've spent $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 and they've got very, very little return on it. And one of the reasons, again, is they didn't have a business. I asked them, well, what were you doing? I was selling stuff. What type of stuff? Maybe a private label rights product. maybe something with pasta reseller, right? What niche was it in? Oh, it could vary from week to week. It could be dogs, it could be golf, it could be paper airplane. They had no focus. They didn't know what their actual market was. So if you look at, say, if I think of Richard Legg, I think of the traffic guy. If I think of Terry, I think of him as the marketing and interview guy. And then what the branding that I've built up is people think of me, they think success coach. So you need to have a business. So what I say to people, again, is I say, if you go to the bank, do you think they'd give you a loan to buy new PCs if you just said, what's your business? And you said, I sell stuff. They're just going to laugh at you. And people laugh when I say that because it's ridiculous. You can't go to the bank and say, what's your business? Oh, I sell stuff. So think of your business as a business. If you're getting online, you have a business. You might be an information publisher. You might be, you could call it an audio publisher. But what is your core business? What does it revolve around? We're all going to promote different products. But my core business is going to be around coaching. It's going to be around helping people market their websites, internet coaching, marketing coaching. That's where my core business is. And then I will fill in different streams with different affiliate programs that kind of line up to what I want. But I'm not jumping from one opportunity. I'm not jumping on the next hot trend that comes up just because, you know, it promises me double-edged reverse matrices or whatever it may be, these words you see on some of these emails. A lot of the times, if something seems too good to be true, it usually is too good to be true. So when you get these spam emails coming in, don't waste your time with them. Get a business idea, focus on it, and then keep working on it. And that's one of the things myself and Terry have been working on. Over the last number of, about 2 to 3 years ago, we set up a coaching program, which we ran very, very successfully for quite some time. And now what we've looked at is, over the years, we've kind of compiled our list of challenges and problems that have arisen, both for us and both for clients that we've actually worked with. And a lot of the problems that people are experiencing are the same, time and time again, same problems. So what we actually did was, we decided, if we were starting out again, what would we like? And we came up with our dream sort of list, I suppose, and then we actually built a program, which we'll talk about later on. We built a program that would actually suit people. And one of the key things that we actually found about a lot of the programs, and I'm looking over my bookshelf now, and I'm a bit of a information junkie, and I buy and use a lot of the launches that come out. So I have seven-figure code, I have traffic secrets, I have the insider secrets from the Internet Marketing Center. I use all of this information, but the one thing that's always lacked on many of these programs is when you buy the sort of the base product, you don't get any support or feedback. And what usually happens is people buy products, get really excited about them, and then after about 6 weeks, they never use them again. Or that's it, even if they take them out of the cellophane wrapping that they come in. But when you have support, when you have somebody there that will answer your question, that's what really, I think, helps a lot of people. Because a lot of people want mentors, a lot of people want coaches, but they feel that they can't actually afford something like that, or they see coaching programs and they hear that they're $900 a month, every month for, you know, 2 hours consultation with Mr. Big, the guru. But those are very good if you're at a certain level. But when you're starting out, what you really want is a program that's easy to understand, cuts through all of the sort of jargon, because anything to do with IT, with the internet, has so much jargon. It's just jargon city. So you want a program that cuts out all of that. And then you also want to make sure that you have support and backup of the people who are running the program, or some sort of maybe weekly coaching calls, whatever it may be. Because support is essential. You can find that when you work online, initially it can be very lonely, because you're not in an office. You don't have somebody sitting beside you that you can actually sort of just talk to. You don't have somebody that you can ring up if you have a problem. So you need to have that support and backup, which is really, really important. And you need to socialize. This is where the likes of Twitter is great for making connections. Because I've made connections with lots of different marketers through Twitter and a lot of clients through Twitter, because it's just a social, it's a social interaction. Now, I've kind of gone off on a few different tangents there, and I don't want to get into the business building element yet because I want to let Terry. So I don't know, do you have any questions, Richard? Do you have anything to ask there? I see there's one or two questions that come up on the chat, which I'll try and answer just while Terry's talking. But do you have any questions yourself, Richard?
I was going to say, what's the one biggest thing you think people can do now to actually make progress and start getting where they want to get to?
I think, and you know, I'm not in any way being funny about this, but I think the one thing that they can do now is really listen to this call and take notes. And then once the call is finished, take some sort of action. Be it get out your to-do list and put down on your to-do list, I'm going to write out my goals tomorrow. That's the first thing. You're going to go to bed, you're going to wake up tomorrow, and then you're going to take your second step of action, which is to start to write out those goals and to look at building up SMART goals. I think that is the key thing that stops everybody. They may, you know, there are, I can guarantee you there's so many people on this call that have products that are probably either in their mind, 40% done, 60% done, but they just haven't taken the action to push, to find their JV partners, to try and find affiliates. I think a lot of fear is holding people back. I think don't fear what you don't know. You need to take action. You need to push yourself a little. And that's often happened to me in the early days. I'd see a promotion and I'd say, I don't know whether I'll promote that product. And then those are usually the promotions that I did that made me quite a good bit of income. So I think always take action. Don't leave something for tomorrow that you can actually do today. If you can do it today, do it. And don't procrastinate.
I think fear is a very good point you touched on there. A lot of people just, because it's so unknown, they feel they're going to put their time and effort into it, that what happens if, you know, they get rejected by a JV partner or something like this. And for me personally, I'd say just do it. I mean, what's the worst that could really happen?
Well, see, the whole thing is, I mentioned at the top of the call something called NLP or neuro-linguistic programming. You have to change your mindset. Rejection is a way of learning something. So why was I rejected? I emailed Richard Legg and he said, no, I don't have time to do that call, or I don't like your product. Is it the way I pitched it? Is it the way I approached him? Did I suddenly hook up on Twitter and my first message to Richard was, Richard, I want to do a JV with you? That doesn't work. It's building relationships. You have to build up relationships with people. with NLP, there's a saying that we have, which is there's no such thing as failure. It's only feedback. Now, immediately that's a mind shift. If you don't see things as failure, if you see it as feedback, it's a more positive thing, and you're going to focus on what you actually learned from the experience. Everything, I think, is a learning experience that you can learn, that you can build on. So I suppose another thing to take from this call is think about that. Don't think of anything as failure. Don't think of the past things that have happened to you as failure. Look at them as feedback. And your past shouldn't in any way dominate your present and definitely your future. You know, there's so many success stories out on the internet. Marketers who were, you know, nearly homeless or who were homeless and suddenly turned things around because they found a process, they found maybe, you know, a step-by-step guide with coaching, whatever it may be. They followed the procedure. And then it worked. And I think actually, and I know Terry's waiting on the line there, I think another thing is you have to believe in the processes that people tell you work. So if you see something from Richard Legg, one of your traffic courses, Richard, don't reinvent the wheel. Richard has tried and tested his traffic methods. He knows that they work. But what happens a lot of the times is people say, I probably can do better than that, or I'm going to change this slightly. It doesn't work, and then they say, Richard's stuff doesn't work. If you're given a process, if you're given a strategy, work through the strategy. Do not change it. Because so many people do that they change their strategies. And once you introduce a different element into the mix, but then you don't know why it went wrong because you did this and this and you did three different things rather than doing the one thing that Richard actually told you. So focus, motivation, dedication, and take action would be how I leave you with that.
Okay, good stuff, Richard.
I know for everybody listening, just some applying some of those aspects of my own business, getting focused, setting goals, even a simple to-do list for the day, it really helps your productivity and make sure you get things done. And there's great satisfaction at the end of the day when you look at that list and you've crossed off everything that you wanted to get done. So simple things are very, very effective in making sure that you do what you need to do. So thanks, Richard.
Thank you very much, Richard.
And Terry, I know you were going to talk a bit more about after you've got your goals in place and you really want to start taking action with them and getting things up online. So do you want to start talking about that?
Absolutely. Thanks, Richard and Richard. Just to go back to something that Richard Butler had touched on, and I believe Richard Legg was the one to ask the question about the joint ventures or brought that up. Richard and I guess probably 3 or 4 years ago, didn't know each other. Like Richard had mentioned previously, he simply emailed me because of an email that I'd sent out to one of my lists, and Richard was a subscriber. And the beautiful synergy of Richard's and my partnership or our joint ventures is it's really the type of thing where Richard's strengths and my strengths are complementary. We don't have the same strengths and weaknesses. We have basically opposite strengths and weaknesses, and they complement each other very, very well. So Richard's strengths make up for my weaknesses and vice versa. And that's the type of thing that you find when you're going out and looking for joint venture partners and when you're talking to people. And in my case, I do a lot of interviews, and I'm interviewing people, and sometimes you'll just click with somebody, and that person either at that point or further down the line could end up being a joint venture partner or somebody that you work with in the future. The nice thing is Richard works very much with the intangible parts of your business, your mindset, your goal setting, and getting yourself prepared to get to the part of the tangible side of things. And that's where I come in. That's where you're building your website, making your copy effective, getting into your marketing, that side of things. That's where I deal with. So Richard's and my strengths are very, very complementary. And what we've done is put together a training system that we call iClick University, and we put it together from, like Richard said, we've been doing this for about 3 years now together, working through training systems. And our very first training system we put together actually was a 365-day training system. Now, what we found, it was very effective, but it was also very, very long. And it was difficult for people to go from day one to day 365. So what we did is we said, okay, everything that we have in that training system, everything that we have that's extra, let's shave it out. Let's get rid of it. Let's focus on the very, very core of what do we need to get people online making money as fast as possible with their own product. And what we did is we took that core and we designed iClick University. So now what we've done, even before I go on, I'm going to tell you exactly what you can get right now with iClick University. Now, that is our training course. We will teach you everything that Richard talked about. We're going to teach you how to design your own product. We're going to teach you how to build your own website, how to get it online, and how to market it. And that is the core of your online business. That's what you absolutely, absolutely, absolutely need to have to be able to start making money online. We take you through that entire process, step by step by step. And like Richard said, what a lot of the other courses are lacking is the actual personal connection. You go ahead and buy the course, but it doesn't start at the very beginning. It starts way, way, way past the beginning. So if you don't know how to set up your own domain, you don't know how to set up your own hosting, you don't know how to do all that type of thing, then you're lost. And that's where iClick University comes in, is we start at the very, very, very beginning where you've got what's a domain, how do you set it up, how do you connect it to your hosting, and how do you do it step by step by step. In fact, iClick University has 43 steps, which are very, very, I guess I shouldn't say simple, but they're very easy to follow. And we put together the whole course in a very easy to follow respect. So what we've done is for the people who are on the call right now, we have a very, very special offer where when you, the first 10 people that sign up at iclickuniversity.com/Richard, now that's all in small letters, I'll just put it up there on here for you so you can see it there, it's in the chat area. So it's www.iclickuniversity.com/Richard, all small letters. Richard Butler and I are going to give you, whoops, something's happening here. Okay, Richard's typing it in for you. We are going to give you a 30-minute one-on-one consultation for free. So not only do you get all the contact with us directly in iClick University, you also get a one-on-one consultation with Richard or I for 30 minutes. Now, just to give you an example or an idea of the value, Richard and I both have consulting businesses. Now, mine's consulting and Richard's is coaching, and we each charge $500 an hour for our time. So you call me up, you spend an hour on the phone with me, it costs you $500. So a 30-minute consultation is a $250 value, just to put that in perspective for you. You go to iclickuniversity.com/Richard, you're going to get a 30-minute consultation for free, plus you get all the 3 semesters of iClick University and all the bells and whistles that go with it. So that's just a little, I guess, a little bit of a commercial or an advertisement just before we get into the tangible side of things. And before we go into that, I'll just give you a little bit of my background, simply so you know where I'm coming from. I've been working online since 2001, and like Richard said, it's not often a really simple process or really easy process, because you come online and you flounder around and you sign up for somebody who says they're going to make $4,000 in the next 24 hours, and that sounds really great. So you sign up, you spend your $100, and 24 hours later, what happens is your $100 broker. You have $100 less money. So what we've basically what happened to me is in 2001, I started making a bit of money online. And I had a good job at that time. And I saw that there was actually a good future in making money online. So I thought, hey, I'm going to quit my job, spend more time with this online stuff, and make a whole bunch more money. So I did. I quit my job. I did a whole bunch more of my online stuff. And I didn't make a whole lot more money. In fact, over the next 6 months, I lost a whole lot more money. And I lost it to the point of actually having to go back and get a job to be able to pay off my credit card bills. So then I was back where I started. I was back with a job, but in a little bit of a worse position, because now I had a job, but I had a whole lot more debt. So I ended up working that job for another, about a year or so, and at the same time working my my business part-time, and to the point where I was making almost as much money as I was making with my job. I thought, okay, this is great. Now I can quit my job and go back and just do the online stuff. Well, I did that, and I pretty much copied exactly what I did the first time. I ended up getting back into debt, and I had to go back and get a job. And I did this about 3 or 4 times. And finally, in about 2005, I got it right. I got the processes down. I developed my systems, and I've been working full-time now since 2005 online from my home office with a small team of people, not directly in the office, but I have a small team of people that work with me. None of them are employees. They're all people that I use on a regular basis. I outsource most of my information, so or a lot of my work. So what we're going to talk about today, to get back on to the basics of what we're talking about, you're going to go out and you're going to build yourself a website. There's lots and lots of different business models that you can follow. The one that we're teaching, the one that we're suggesting that you follow, is design your own product, which we cover in the course, and it's not a complex process. It's a product that you'll probably take maybe 10 hours to develop. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to build a website. Now, to be able to try and cover exactly how you're going to build a website on a call like this is very, very difficult because there's some technical parts of it which you shouldn't be scared of. They're very, very simple to learn, and we teach that through videos, through workbook, through tutorial, so that you can understand every single little process that goes on. But the biggest parts of your website, the most important parts of your website, are your headline and your body copy. Now, if you had to pick only one, the absolute, positively most important part of your website is your headline. And it doesn't matter if your website or if it's on it, any other advertisement. If you're doing an ad in a magazine, if you're doing an ad in a classified section, if you're doing putting up a website, your headline is the absolutely most important part of your entire advertisement. Now, what we suggest is that you start what's called a swipe file. And all a swipe file is every time you see an ad that makes you want to buy that product just by reading the headline or just by reading the subheads or just by reading something in the copy, you keep that ad, whether it's something that came in the mail, whether you see it in a magazine, rip it out. If you see it on a website, put it into your favorites. Keep a file of all the websites, all the direct mail pieces that you get in the mail, all the magazine ads, newspaper ads, everything. Everything you see that's marketing, that you read that headline and you think, wow, I want to buy that product. Doesn't matter if you actually buy it or not, but if it pushes your hot button, it makes you want to buy, keep that ad. Because what you can do is take a headline that really it made you want to buy. It pushed your hot buttons. You take that headline and you rework it. You re-massage it into a headline that works for your product. And it's not a difficult process. I mean, you can take something, there's a very famous headline that says, everyone laughed at me when I sat down at the piano, but when I started to play, ... You can take that headline and you can say something like, everyone laughed at me when I decided I was going to start my own internet business, but when I quit my job, ... So you take that exact same principle, the concept of that headline, and you turn that into something that applies to the product or the service that you're offering. It works just as effectively, and you don't have to go through a huge process of trying to think up a headline that you hope is going to work and then doing all the testing and tracking and the whole bit that goes with it. You've already got a headline that is most likely going to be very, very successful because it's already out there. It already made you want to buy. It's going to make other people want to buy as well. So you've got a headline that you don't copy. You don't copy it word for word. You basically just use it and you use the principle or the concept for it. The thing with headlines that kind of you can categorize them basically into five different categories. So there's not a whole lot of different ways of putting together a headline. There's pretty much only five. And the five ways or the five categories of headlines are: number one is a command, number two is a question, number three is a how-to headline, number four is news, and number five is a testimonial. I'll give you those again, then I'm going to give you an example of each one. You've got number one, command, number two, question, number three, how-to, number four, news, and number five is a testimonial. If you've got something, for example, like a command headline, you can say something like, you can reach your goals in the next 30 days, guaranteed. That's a command. If you're looking at doing it as a question, you can have something like, are you willing to follow 7 secrets to reach your goals in the next 30 days? All right, if you want to do that same thing in how-to, you can use something like, how to reach your goals quickly and easily, guaranteed. Now, if you change it into a news format, you've got something like, amazing new discovery helps you reach your goals in 30 days. And then if you do that exact same headline in a testimonial, you can say something like, how I followed 7 simple steps to reach my goals in 30 days. So you basically have taken one headline, rewritten it in 5 different ways using 5 different categories, and you've got a very, very powerful headline. Again, start off with something you find in your swipe file, something you've accumulated, and start from there and work from there. Now, the next, most important thing is in your body copy. This is the rest of the text that's in your website. You want to separate your product's features from its benefits. Because in advertising, there's a bit of a buzz phrase in advertising that says, sell the sizzle, not the steak. All right? Sell the sizzle, not the steak. So the sizzle is the benefits. The steak is the feature. And another way to look at it, to try and separate it, because the first time you try to separate a product or a service's features from its benefit, it is a bit difficult. It's a bit tricky. But if you look at the features are the tangible parts of your product, the benefits are the intangible products, or the intangible parts of your website or your product. So your product's features then would be what the product does, and your product's benefits are what it does for you. So I'll just give you that again, because that's a lot all at once. You've got to separate your features from your benefits, and then you want to sell and focus your copy on the benefits. Now the features are what the product does. The benefits are what the product does for you. So if you look at it kind of on the intangibles and the tangibles. Okay, so your features and your benefits. Now, the next step, once you've got your website developed, is to take in and put your marketing into place. And the way that we do that in iClick University is to show you how to develop what we call a marketing cloud. And basically what a marketing cloud is a whole sphere of marketing that circles your website, circles your business, and it drives traffic to that website. But if you think of your website like a little city, you've developed your own little city. You've got your website there. How are you going to get traffic into your city? Well, you got a few ways. You can get a superhighway is going to bring traffic into your city. It's got 8 lanes. Traffic's coming in and out to your city. You can have highways, maybe 4-lane highways coming in and out of your city. You can have roads, little 2-lane roads in and out. You can have bicycle paths, foot paths. And there's all the different ways that you get traffic in and out of your city. And it's the same way with your website. You want to get as much traffic into that city, into your website, as absolutely possible. And you're going to set up marketing that follows, that drives people in on superhighways, on highways, on roads, on paths, all different manners of ways of getting into your city. And what we do is we create the cloud around your city, and that cloud is full of a whole bunch of different marketing aspects, a whole bunch of different marketing material, different marketing tools. And what happens is each tool is driving traffic into your city. Some of the tools are going to drive traffic in like a superhighway. Some of the tools are going to drive traffic in like a footpath. So you're going to have to separate out what marketing is driving traffic into your city like a superhighway, and what marketing is driving traffic into your city as if it's on a footpath. So there's a tracking mechanism that we teach you how to use, put it together, so that you can find out what marketing is working best for you. Because what marketing works best for Richard and I might be a completely different marketing vehicle than works for you. So if, for example, if Richard and I are creating a lot of videos, for example, maybe videos are driving a ton of traffic into our website. But when you do videos in the niche that you're working in or the industry that you're working in, maybe videos are not as effective. Maybe for you, maybe writing articles to your niche or your target audience works a lot more effectively. Maybe articles is your superhighway, videos are Richard's and my superhighway. So what you want to do in the beginning is that you want to surround your website with a lot of different types of marketing, lots and lots of different marketing, and track it so that you know where your visitors are coming from. And then you're going to spend the biggest part of your time and your resources, on whatever marketing is working most effectively for you. So if it works out that article marketing is working the best for you, you want to spend the most time on article marketing. Doesn't mean you want to stop marketing all the other avenues, all the other vehicles. It just means you want to focus the majority of your time, the majority of your resources on writing articles. Now what we do with developing this marketing cloud is we show you how to do things like joint ventures, We go through how to contact possible or potential joint venture partners, why you would want to do a joint venture in the first place, the benefits of having joint venture partners, and I'll give you just a very tangible joint venture partnership. And actually, Richard Legg was part of this. In August of last year, I put together a private label rights product, which is one of the projects that I was working on. And I had 62 joint venture partners working on that one project on a marketing basis. So there was myself and 62 marketing partners working on that that project, private label rights project. We ran that for 7 days, and it made $138,000. So that's fairly significant. It's the type of thing where you get some good joint venture partners working with you, and there is an absolutely huge potential for making some very, very substantial income. We also look at pay-per-click marketing. So you're looking at things like Google AdWords to be able to get traffic to your website. We look at things like error page marketing, which is something that very, very few people teach. And I'd have to say there's almost nobody knows about. Richard Legg, of course, being one of them who does know about it. But error page marketing simply means when you go to a website, let's say, for example, you go to iClick University and you type in iClickUniversity.com/ Richard Legg instead of putting in Richard. What happens is you go to generally a page that says 404 error, sorry, the page you're looking for was not found, please contact the webmaster, blah, blah, blah. You have complete control over those pages. So you can have a 404 error page that says anything you want. So if you go to the iClick University page, it says, uh-oh, you come to the wrong page. Here's a list of reasons why you possibly ended up here, and here's a couple of links that'll help get you back on track. That kind of a message. You can add anything you want onto your error pages. It's a very simple way of you not losing traffic and being able to drive the traffic back into your funnel, onto your sales system, and getting that person into the proper page on your website. We're looking at things also like bookmarking. So if you take, for example, bookmarking, which is basically adding your a website that you find that you like, and you put in your favorites file. The same system works in bookmarking. Instead of putting it on your favorites file in your computer, you basically have a favorites file on the website, on a website. And the website that we show you how to use is called OnlyWire. And you go in there, you bookmark the pages that you like, of course being your website. You go in there, and it allows other people to look at what you have bookmarked, because people start finding groups. So they'll find, okay, there's Richard Legg, he's a marketing guy, so I want to go and look at his bookmarks and see what he uses on a regular basis. And that way, Richard can have a whole bunch of websites that are bookmarked that are his, as well as some of the other resources that he uses, and people start following you. Oh, they like this guy's bookmarks, and they'll start going and visiting your websites. So it's another way to drive traffic in there. We use OnlyWire because OnlyWire bookmarks several different websites. I think it's about maybe 15 or 20 different bookmarking websites, all simply through using OnlyWire. We also teach you how to do press releases. That's a very easy way to drive a lot of traffic to your website. We've also we cover traffic exchanges. We look at articles. We look at videos, at classified ads. We look at podcasting as far as how do you go about creating it. Same with videos. We go through the how to create that type of thing. We look at exit traffic. Now, exit traffic being basically a pop under for your website. So it's not intrusive. Whenever you visit a website, there's not suddenly a pop-up that pops in front of your the screen that you're trying to read, and it interrupts the sales process. This is a pop under. So if somebody goes to close your website without buying, so they've decided they don't want to buy your product, they go to close your website either using the back button or the little red arrow or little red X at the top, and they suddenly then see a second message. And usually what you can do that's very, very effective as a second message is to offer them something for free when they sign up to build to your list, to one of your databases. It's another area that we look at is building a list and how to do email marketing. That's one of the big, I guess probably the simplest ways of marketing online is through email marketing. And we go through how to build your list and how to build up basically the messages and being effective, using effective email messages. Also, you can look at things like forums. When you go into a forum, you add your information, you ask questions, and the signature file on the bottom is your little place to put an ad for whatever website that you want to be able to use or promote for other people to be visiting. We also look at search engine optimization very briefly, but that's also looked at. And part of putting all this type of thing together with your marketing cloud, with your articles, with your forum marketing, developing an affiliate database, whenever you've got a lot of the links out there, it helps pull your website up into the top areas of the search engines. So we give you kind of a minimalistic search engine optimization approach and then show you a lot of different ways to market, which automatically, it's almost a slingshot or a catch-22, I guess, approach where you put a lot of marketing out there and you automatically get driven up the search engines simply because you have a lot of links going back to your website and a lot of marketing that's pointing to that website, and it helps with the search engine optimization. We also go into social networking or the Web 2.0 prospect or products, and we look at using a website called Ping.fm. That's Ping.fm, Ping.fm, I should say, Ping.fm. What that does is allows you to do some kind of like a Twitter type thing. You get about 140 characters that you can enter, and it sends out a message to a whole bunch of these social networking, social media sites like Twitter, like Facebook, like MySpace, and it gets it out there to all these websites, and it allows you to promote your product on these simple messages. So we show you how to do that as well. So the whole course that we've put together shows you exactly how to build your online business following the same principles and the same business strategies and the same business models that Richard Butler and I use, the business principles and strategies that Richard Legg uses, and basically the core principles that I would hazard to say that probably 80 to 90% of the successful people online are using. But the whole key is to actually start at the beginning, at the very, very basic level. Start off with how to set up your domain, how to set up your hosting, how to connect the two, how to develop a product, your own product, very, very simple product, how to set up your own website, how to publish it online, and then how to put marketing in place and surround that website so that you got a lot of traffic and you're making a lot of sales. And again, just to repeat the offer that we're making simply for Richard Legg's subscribers, for you that you're sitting, you're on the call right now, if you go to iclickuniversity.com/Richard, and that's all small letters, Richard Butler and I will give you a 30-minute free consultation, one-on-one. You and I'll be sitting there talking, or you and Richard will be sitting there talking, and help get you straightened around, maybe throw around some ideas, see what we can put together, and help you completely, I would say completely shift your focus, or at least give you a shift in your focus and help you start making money online. That's one of the biggest goals that Richard and I have over the next 2 to 3 years is to help as many people as we possibly can, and that's not a goal. Our goal is actually to help between 5 and 8,000 people in the next 2 to 3 years online. Get yourself basically financially, I say financially free, which doesn't mean you have to have $1 million. Financially free is simply making enough money where you can decide whether you want to keep working at the job that you're at or whether you want to quit. And you've got the freedom to design your own life. Because I tell you, there's nothing better than waking up in the morning at whatever time you want to wake up, deciding what you want to do, designing your own day, deciding what do you want to work at this today, do you want to work at that today, do you want to start on some marketing, do you want to work on a product. And I'll tell you, it's absolutely fantastic. I'll tell you what I did today, actually. This morning I wrote some articles. I worked on the business a little bit. I worked on iClick University, and then my mom called and said, you know, I'm going to be painting the fence. And I said, you know what, Mom, I'm going to come over and help you paint the fence. And I spent my afternoon painting the fence with my mom and dad. And that is truly what this kind of a business can do for you. When you design your own day, minute to minute, it doesn't even have to be where you wake up in the morning and you decide, okay, here's what I'm going to do for the day. You can be flexible. If you want to take the day off, you can take the day off. You don't have a boss. You don't have anybody that tells you, you have to do this, you have to do that. You can take your lunch from 12 till 12:30. I generally take my lunch maybe at 1, sometimes at 12, sometimes I go at 12:30. And that's the kind of business and lifestyle that you can actually develop on your own. And it's an absolutely fantastic, I can't even hardly describe how amazing a feeling it is. And I've been doing it for 4 years. And both Richard and Richard, I mean, we all know the feeling of having this absolutely amazing lifestyle. So I welcome everybody to visit us at the link that we're presenting for you, providing for you. iClickUniversity.com/Richard. It's all small case. And I would highly recommend, obviously, that you go there, and we all get together and let's get the lifestyle going for you as well. So I want to say thanks, everybody, for being on the call. Did you have anything you guys wanted to add?
If anybody has any questions, I want to type them in quickly. We do have quite a few people on the call, so we may not get to everyone. But just again, for me anyway, I know that when I got started online, I can really done with kind of a step-by-step process. And I know that's what you and Richard have really put together here. And do you also offer monthly coaching calls and Q&A sessions with the iClick University?
Yeah. What we do every week, we've designed it so that Richard and I get on the phone and get on basically what we call a teleclass, and we answer everybody's questions every single week. And the way that we've designed it is Richard and I get on at the very beginning of the month, the first week of the month, and we do a training. So we'll have a training, and then we answer the question and answers, and then Richard and I alternate by week. So 1 week I'll answer the questions. Next week Richard will take the questions, and the following week I take the questions. So we alternated that way. Then back to the first of the month we have another training with the question answer period. So that's one of the things that we found that people were really looking for is ongoing training, so that you've got somebody there every single week that you say, okay, look, I've got a little bit stuck here. I don't know which direction to move here. What should I do? And you've got one of us there to help point you in the right direction. And a lot of the time, people aren't getting stuck on the technical part where they think they're going to get stuck. They're stuck on the part where they've got a choice. You can make choice A or choice B, and I just want some guidance as to what's the benefits of A over B or B over A. And it's just somebody that's kind of be there as a sounding board and help them make some of those decisions and point them in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's really valuable. I mean, I know a lot of people out there nowadays push the product and then you never hear from them again. So it really does make a difference to have someone there that you can go to if you've got any questions or concerns. And especially
Exactly.
The price you're asking is a lot less than I've seen a lot of coaching programs here for.
That's kind of another thing that we consciously did, because there's other coaching programs and training programs that you can sign up for, and they'll cost you anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000, and then follow-up can be anywhere from another $500 to $1,000 a month. For somebody that's just starting online, that's unless they've already got a lot of money and they just want to do something online, for the average person who wants to start making money online, that's out of the question. And we recommend that you don't, at the beginning, start off you know, spending a huge amount of money, you know, thousands of dollars a month. And that's why we put the price, just in case anybody's actually looking at it, looking at the price, it's $47 a month. And we wanted to keep it at that level simply so that pretty much anybody can afford to do it. And what we're finding is generally people will be able to complete the course in about 2 to 3 months. We've had a couple of people complete it in a month. Overall, the course takes about 70 hours total. So, but it's completely self-directed. So you can, you know, you can cram it in and do it in a month, or you can take 2 months, you can take 3 months, you can take 3 years if you want to. It doesn't matter how long it takes. The whole kind of premise is that you get it done, and you get to completion where you've got your own website and you've got the marketing that's supporting your website, and you're actually out there making sales.
Great stuff. I want to thank you guys for coming on the call, and especially Richard. I know it's getting kind of late there now.
Oh, sure. No problems at all. It was an absolute pleasure, I have to say. Are there any other questions, or does anybody else have anything they want clarified?
We got one guy, David, said sign up already. Looking forward to it. So remember,
very cool.
The first 10 get the 30-minute bonus call as well. So if you're in the first 10, you'll get that. Obviously, Terry and Richard are giving up their own time, so they can't extend that to everybody. So if you want to get the free bonus call, again, the URL is iclickuniversity.com/Richard.
That's correct.
Cool. Yep. That's perfect. That'll get them there. And just for people on the bonus call, we'll actually contact you within the next 24 to 36 hours just to arrange that.
Good stuff. We do have one question here. What about those of us already signed up? Do we get any goodies to any existing members?
To existing members of iClick? Yeah, we can talk to them.
We're open to negotiation.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see the question there. Yeah, we'll get him taken care of. I'll just write down who it is.
Okay, great stuff. So again, thanks everybody for attending the call. Good turnout today. Thanks again to Terry and Richard. I'll hopefully make this available as a recording as well, so if you didn't get a chance to take notes, I'll do my best to get it sent out as soon as I can.
Excellent.
And if there's no any questions, I will go ahead and end the call. And thanks again, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much. See you now.
Thank you. Good night.